Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is John Batchelor. From a much longer conversation with my friend Gregory Copley, editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs, about Nigeria, certainly about the Middle East war, and also about the troubles in China, and the visit of King Charles to Kenya, the Commonwealth. But we discuss here what are the opportunities, what are the options, what is the thinking about going after Hamas in the heavily populated, densely packed North Gaza, with all the world watching. Gregory entertains the options, the other possibilities, and none of them more attractive than any other. And then we come to what is to be done about Hamas, what is to be done into the future, the Hamas elements, the leadership elements that are not in Gaza now. What will happen if they try to reorganize themselves? And then Gregory connects all of this to the trouble in East Asia. Here's Gregory.
Well, I think it is. When you face what you believe could be an existential threat, in other words, the threat to the very existence of your state and society, you either have to surrender, flee, or resist. And the Israelis are in no mood to do anything other than resist and strike back. And I think much of the world appreciates that. It's interesting that the protests in the United Kingdom are being disrupted by the government as much as possible, the protests in favor of the Palestinians. Most of those protests are either being organized by Arab immigrants or Muslim immigrants, particularly Arab immigrants, to the United Kingdom, supported by young and passionate and often ill-informed students. So this is not representative of British society as a whole. And I think the same argument could be made about these pro-Palestinian protests in Europe and the United States. They're heavily dependent on massive jingoistic propaganda. This does tend to go along with the renewed sense of anti-Semitism we're seeing in a lot of Western countries, because it's easy to stir up old myths. But the reality is that Israel has no option but to do what it's doing. Now, the question really is whether the methodology it's using in its warfare, in other words, a total land invasion of Gaza, wiping out much of the infrastructure in order to get at the Hamas leadership and Islamic Jihad leadership, whether that's the most effective way to do it. We know that Shin Bet, the internal security organization, had proposed using its team to selectively target Hamas leadership in the way that the Mossad and others targeted the Palestinians who carried out the Munich massacre, the Munich Olympics, and that was very successful. On the other hand, what we're seeing in Gaza now is something which may just continue to build support for Hamas among Muslim and Palestinian communities, even outside of Hamas. What's the alternative? It's very hard to say. It's improbable that the selective assassination of Hamas leaders could be effective or timely, or would result in the disappearance of Hamas itself. Hamas, in any event, is based in Turkey and Qatar, which is why the reporting by Al Jazeera, which is in Qatar, is not necessarily reliable on this issue. But we've got sufficient amounts of the Hamas leadership abroad, along with their, if you like, their parent organization, which is the Muslim Brotherhood, which is, again, based in Turkey, and the Turkish government is a Muslim Brotherhood government. So the question is, could you ever stamp out Hamas under those conditions? But there could be some argument for saying, well, what's happening in Gaza will never be tolerated again, and that the entire population will be restructured as a result of the war. I think there are a lot of Palestinians who feel that Hamas has merely stolen all of the aid money that should have been going to improve the lives of civilians there, and the aid, the food aid and so on has been sidetracked and sold off and so on. So this is going to be a long war, and unfortunately, by having a long war, we are seeing the prospects for some kind of spread of that conflict occurring. Right. We are seeing the fact that the world, as a result of this, is ignoring the problems with China's expansion in the Indo-Pacific and the fact that China benefits enormously.
Thank you.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Some matches are temporary, but your privacy shouldn't be. With Line 2, you get a second phone line just for dating. No need to share your personal number until you're ready. You can chat, text, and even block numbers, all while keeping things fun and private. It's perfect for online dating, blind dates, or just keeping things light. When you're ready to move on, Line 2 lets you cut ties without any drama. Dating should be fun and carefree. Line 2 keeps it that way. Ready to date on your terms? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.